Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, Mr.
Yeah.
Morgan?
Say again?
Mr. Morgan, is that you?
This is...
Oh, your phone's cutting off a bit. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, God. I think we're cutting off. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine. Go ahead, my friend.
Oh, yeah, you're good. You're good. Mr. Morgan, this is Nassim Taleb. I'm following up on the previous phone call we had earlier.
Okay.
I'm sure the past 24 hours have been really hectic. You did mention in our previous call that your phone was ringing nonstop.
Oh, it still is.
First off,
I can't even get to my friends. I must have had 7 or 8 stations. Calling me, I gotta call. It's crazy. I
can't even
keep up with this
shit. Well, we're trying to get this scoop. I'll be straight with you. First off, Mr. Morgan, I'd like to thank you for taking the time out of your busy day. I know you're a businessman, and this is a weekday at the end of the day, and it's early in the morning. To start off, can you describe how the past 24 hours have been like for you? Like, ever since that viral video was uploaded and shared on social media. Have you received any threats, any praises?
Hold on 1 second. I promise to... I'll be right back.
Hold on, no problem. I'm on hold. Don't worry. Ms. Morgan? Hello, Mr. Morgan. I believe we got cut off.
Yes, sir.
All right. Shall we continue?
Yes, hi. How are you?
All right. I'm good. Chris, so we went through the first question. All right. Would you mind going over what happened, like, right before the video started rolling? Because I don't think that video gave you enough time, like, to explain what initiated that kind of behavior. Can you, like, explain the background or what led up to that reaction, please?
Yeah, they're just basically trying to place an order. The lady wasn't understanding me. Whatchamacallit? She kept smirking and giggling, and right away that triggered memories of girls laughing at me when I would ask them out, and they would ignore me, all this kind of stuff, and make fun of me because of my height. And then the next thing you know, people behind me decided to get involved in my business, and that basically the video takes over from there. So.
All right, so I'm just typing down some notes. All right, so what was it that tilted you over the edge to snap? Like, what was the exact moment that made you snap?
It's been a lot of shit brewing throughout my whole life. I don't even have the time to tell everybody. If somebody somewhere grants me an hour or two on, like, 60 minutes, I will tell my whole fucking story. And in this way, I'll have 15, 17 people call me asking me what happened in the morning because they could see the whole thing. But it's just been...
Yeah, I think the video was a bit edited. It doesn't show the whole situation or what led up to it. That's why we're having the phone call right now.
Well, but
all right,
basically,
yes, go ahead.
It's just been, it's been a lot of things. I have my own cleaning company. I recently lost a mine in the town with the bullshit. The way they did it was fucked up. Then I left my apartment. It's just been a lot of shit, and it just built up, and I had enough. I just had enough, and I snapped. And I've had many girls, lie in my face on dates, tell me they like me. And they don't use me for my money, and I snap bad enough. And I got to the point I couldn't trust anybody anymore.
I see. Oh, sorry about the echo. I think that's from my side. Mr. Morgan, did you visit the bagel place after the incident occurred? And
no,
if so, okay. You mentioned that you received any targeted harassment when you were a child or, like, in your youth. Have you received any more targeted harassment now that the incident has gone viral? If so, can you go into a bit more details, if you don't mind? Or if you're comfortable?
No, I haven't since this video, but I have a lot of shit on YouTube of people, harassing me, throughout my life. It's all over YouTube. And, just different things. Like, people will cut in front of me online, and I ask them, what are you doing? They show me, they'll smack my phone out of my hand. I have tons of shit all over YouTube of people doing this kind of stuff to me. And, they must think they're better than me because they're taller than me, and I snapped, and I just had enough of it. I was sexually abused when I was a kid. All that kind of stuff. I'm trying to answer a million people at once. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. I completely understand.
Give me one second. Hold on one second. I'm sorry.
I'm on the line with you.
Hold on one second, please. Sorry to sound rude.
No worries. It gives me some time to take down some notes.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, sorry about that. Let's see. So, in the viral video, you mentioned being on the receiving end of the death threats and height-based discrimination on some online dating apps and websites. Can you go into a bit more details or disclose which websites or apps those were? So we could follow up with the administrators, whether they intend on taking up additional steps toward preventing hate and bigotry on their platforms. I think you mentioned Tinder.
Yeah. Plenty of Fish, OkCupid,
were bad.
Can you mention the first one again, just so we can contact the admins and see if that kind of behavior is acceptable on their platforms?
No, you don't have to do that now. I'm just giving you the names of the companies. Plenty of Fish, and also it's POF.com, and then there's OKCupid. And, you know, I've had girls say to me, oh, you're only 5 feet. You should be dead. Kill yourself. Your family should be dead. And that was the first time I ever heard that was in 2004. And I still remember it like it was yesterday. And, you know, I ended up in Stony Brook for attempted suicide at one point. When my mother, when I got out, my mother told me I cried the whole way home every time when we would visit you. That was just it. And I made up my mind right then and there that nobody is ever going to talk to me like this. Ever. And I fucking snapped, bro. I fucking had enough. That's it. I had it with girls playing mind games with me. I've had it with people using me for my money. Yeah, dude, it was just a whole array of shit. And I couldn't take it anymore. I fucking couldn't take it anymore. And I snapped. And who would take it? Who would take it? You know? I've had a car stolen from me. I've had my friend steal from me. I've had tons of shit. And it just doesn't end. You know? And I had enough. So, you know, if you had a kid that was being bullied...
Yep, so I understand you grew up with a lot of bullying and harassment. Completely understandable.
Yeah.
All right. We're almost done. What yeah. Else? Come again?
What else do you want to ask me, sir?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to take too much of your time again. How would you respond? So your YouTube channel in particular steered up some controversy on the internet. You've been accused of a lot of things. I'm just going to give you a chance to respond in return. So how would you respond to critics accusing you of being a white supremacist sympathizer and or a misogynist?
Okay, let me make one thing straight right now here. Hold on a second. I can't even like catch people. I'm getting so many phone calls. Can you say that again, please?
All right, of course. How would you respond to the critics, especially the ones online? We're not really sure which ones are valid or which not, but they accuse you of being a white supremacist sympathizer and or a misogynist based on the YouTube videos that like that are posted on your channel.
Well, you know, first of all, you and I, being both men and professionals, know that a lot of this is bullshit propaganda, and you don't listen to half the crap people say anyway. I am well known in Bayshore. I know many people, and half of them are black. So whatever they're putting on air and saying that is a load of crap. And I could bring every one of my friends there. Some of them are right by me right now. I could bring half of them in the studio, and I'll show you that I'm not racist like that. That's ridiculous. I help homeless people. I feed them, everything. I'm not a scumbag like that. So.
Well, it's internet drama, so they stir up a lot of controversy. That's why I wanted to get your side of things. Mr. Morgan, in our previous phone call, I inquired about any connections, I don't know if you remember, that you had with a website called 4chan. You explicitly denied any involvement with it. To follow up on that question, I was approached by multiple sources online. We're not sure if they're real or not, but they allege that you visit right-wing extremism-affiliated sites such as Reddit and Tumblr. What's your response to such allegations?
No, I do not. That's a complete fallacy.
You don't visit Reddit or Tumblr at all?
Say that again?
You don't visit those particular image board or social media websites at all?
No. I never even do any of that shit. I don't like it.
All right. Well, glad to hear that. Just a couple more questions, Mr. Morgan, that are a bit unrelated to the incident. We're almost done here. Feel free to answer them if you feel comfortable or not. They're a bit unrelated, so because we're wrapping up the interview. Which political party do you feel you're most aligned with?
Give me one second.
Oh, take your time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, let me move because there's this machine, and they're building something around me, and this
this is hammering, and I can't fucking speak.
We've got renovations going on in our office right now as well. No, I hear you well. I can hear a machine in the background, but it's fine. We also have renovations going on over here, so it's.
I'm actually going right in now.
No, take your time, Mr. Morgan.
This is crap. Let me tell you, I've never experienced anything like this. I have not had any kind of shit. I mean, literally, the texts are coming in, they're like insane, and the phone calls.
You want a piece of advice from me, Mr. Morgan? Once we're done with the interview, I'd recommend you just turn off your phone for the next 48 hours or so until just like stuff settles down. Like that's the main point of advice I'd give really to anyone in your situation. Like after we're done with this, you might just want to turn off your phone for a day or two.
Yeah.
Just to clear your mind, maybe go.
But I kind of enjoy it.
You're enjoying the attention, I see. Well, it's a double-edged sword.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, where were we? A couple of off-topic questions just so we can wrap up the interview. Which political party do you feel you're most aligned with, Mr. Morgan?
I don't follow politics that much, and I don't care for it.
All right, so you don't care about any new presidential candidates you'd like to endorse, or?
No.
Okay. You're in Long Island, no, Mr. Morgan?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you support marijuana legalization or decriminalization in?
I smoke it every day, so of course I'm supportive.
So you describe yourself as 420 friendly.
So I too, and I can't drink, so when I need something, keep me fucking sane. So that's it.
Yep, I see. So you describe yourself as, you'd consider yourself 420 friendly, right?
Oh, so are you kidding me? All day long.
All day long.
See, that's the beauty of being your own business, my friend. You could do what you want when the fuck you want.
Yep, I see. Well,
you would never see me for anything, ever.
All right. I
can't keep up with these phone calls.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Yeah, you probably...
I'm not even kidding you. In the last 3 minutes, I've gotten 6 or 7.
Well, hopefully, there are other journals. You really don't want to be on the receiving end of trolls or online trolls. Those are the worst. I've had my number being shared to, like, shady websites, and I had multiple people calling me, like, again, saying threats. So I hope that doesn't happen to you. Like, you get the good kind of phone calls. For interviews and stuff.
Is there anything else you ask?
No, that'll be all. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Morgan.
Anytime, my friend.
Thank you.
Enjoy your weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our trap's gay. Fucking close.